Welcome to the Friday, May 4th, 2012 edition of the Science Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we have an interesting diary by Chris about the use of help desks in identifying security problems. That's certainly something close to my heart. I keep mentioning it in our Defending Web Apps class when it comes to identifying incidents. Quite frankly, I have in the past called companies about security problems with web applications, for example, just to arrive at a level one help desk, like the number I could find publicly listed, and having a real hard time talking to them about the security issue. Same thing, of course, with desktop users contacting a company help desk, telling that help desk, hey, Word keeps crashing whenever I open that attachment I just received. It's really hard sometimes for a help desk to identify that it's actually a security problem, not just a regular bug. And on the other hand, you also sometimes run to users that are really convinced that they're being targeted if really nothing special happens. So what do you do with these cases, and how do you really inform the help desk how to deal and recognize security issues? The one thing Chris recommends in his diary is to really tell the help desk, well, record all the details. And in some of these cases, really the small details matter, and then have someone to pass it on to for further triage and figure out whether or not this is real. One danger, of course, that Chris warns about here is that the help desk is too helpful and actually tries to fix the problem, and as a result, of course, they may delete some important evidence that may then tell you later whether or not this was a security problem or not. And if you have any hints to share about this topic, please use the comment feature in the diary to provide your feedback. And Microsoft today came out with its pre-announcement for next week's Patch Tuesday. We will get a total of 7 bulletins, 3 of which are critical. The critical bulletins affect Office and .NET Silverlight and the .NET framework. The 4 important bulletins will affect Microsoft Office and Windows. As usual, you should expect to have to restart your systems once you're done patching. Pretty much all versions of Windows are affected by this particular set of bulletins. Windows Server 2003 and Windows XP are only affected by 2 out of the 4 operating system bulletins, but these are the critical bulletins. As far as Office suites, well, Office 2003 appears to be affected, 2007, 2010, so pretty much all current versions of Office are affected. The Office bulletins will also affect Office for the Mac. And related to that, if you remember in March, Microsoft's Patch Tuesday included a quite important or critical patch, MS-12020, affecting the RDP service. One of the troubling issues with this patch was that one of Microsoft's Active Protection Program partners leaked details about this vulnerability prior to the bulletin being released. Well, Microsoft now announced that they identified the entity that was responsible for it. It turned out to be a Chinese company that leaked this problem, Hangzhou DP Tech Technologies. And as a result of this leak, this company was removed from Microsoft's sharing program. And as of May, Microsoft promised that they will increase some of the controls they're putting in place to prevent future leaks. And if you're using Firefox through Tor to gain anonymity, well, you have to be careful here. There is a new leak that may bypass Tor. It's related to WebSockets. WebSockets is an HTML5 feature that allows your web browser to essentially establish direct bi-directional connection to a web server. The WebSocket connection itself is actually not the problem, but the DNS lookup that precedes the connection. Typically, Firefox uses the SOX proxy for its DNS lookups, so these DNS lookups go through Tor. However, WebSockets appear to ignore the SOX setting and appear to be doing their own DNS lookup, which then may result in information leaking outside of the Tor protected channel. If you are relying on Tor for anonymity, you can turn off WebSockets in Firefox. That's probably a pretty reasonable thing to do at this point. WebSockets aren't really used that widely yet, but give it a year or so and that feature may become more commonly necessary to use websites. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.